MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. After serving in multiple roles at the Roswell Police Department during the last 19 and a half years, Alberto Aldana has now stepped into the department's top job, officially taking over as RPD chief on Sunday. He joined RPD in September of 2006 and has held the positions and ranks of detective, sergeant in the patrol division, technical services unit, and criminal investigations division at different times, and then lieutenant in each of those three divisions at different times. Aldana was promoted to deputy chief in August of 2022 and has served in that position until his promotion to chief. Local governments, municipalities, tribal nations, and Pueblo governments across New Mexico can now apply for a new state-backed creative industries initiative designed to help communities build arts and cultural economy projects before competing for the formal grant funding this fall. The pre-application window runs Monday through 6 p.m. on June 30th. Government entities must submit to the pre-application phase to be eligible for the grant funding round in the fall. And the city of Roswell is hosting Taking Out the Trash events where residents can dispose of large items for free. March 7th at the DeBreeman Stadium, 201 West 10th Street, March 21st at RIAC Park, 28 Earl Cummings Loop, and on March 28th at Roswell Municipal Landfill, 3006 West Brasher Road. For more information, call 575-624-6746. In recent days, the first case of measles for the year in New Mexico was identified in a federal inmate at a detention center in Lordsburg. By February 27th, another inmate in Lordsburg, two in Deming and one in Las Cruces, had tested positive for measles, bringing the tally to five cases this year. Also in nearby El Paso, there were 13 cases by February 26th at an immigrant detention center, and an additional four cases were documented in El Paso. When the measles outbreak swept through West Texas and southeastern New Mexico last year, it affected about 100 residents across nine New Mexico counties. Now, state health officials said the measles vaccination rates have had an increase of about 50%, but are noting 21 of New Mexico's 33 counties still fall below the 95% vaccination rate for people age 1 to 18. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.